Good evening, Master Witcher. I've come on behalf of the town alderman to reward you for ridding us of that vile monster. Coin? I'm afraid we have no coin to give you. Weeks of bandit raids have seen to that, but please don't be angry. Let me explain. You see, the alderman said that after you rescued him from the monster, he arrived home to find me covered in blood. The monster you slayed had killed my mother and father. They barely escaped with my life. In the first place, I thought to run was to his house. He said no one saw us. I was that which he found at home, but did not expect. He was obligated to give me to you in lieu of coin. He called it the law of surprise from the ancient code of the witchers, sir. You see, I have nothing left here. The monster that you slayed killed my mother and father, and whatever the family that the monsters left for me. The wars between kings and emperors have taken them too. Sir, I heard that you were returning to the Witcher Keep for the winter. I could come with you. I could be your servant or your bed warmer if you wish. I could take care of the castle while you are all away on the Witcher's Path and comfort you when you rest and reside there. You could keep me for yourself if you like, or you could share me with the others. Yes, I'm old enough for such things, Master Witcher. I swear, I am 10 8 summers old, far past enough to be wed in blood, my father would say. And I would have been, but it is an ill time for weddings, even if there were men left to wed. Every young man with a shred of honor had gone off to fight for the king and the country, leaving only the lechers and the cowards. And the women are no better. They all hate me for my beauty and my youth. They're always scolding their husbands when I walk past. They would accuse me of witchcraft had my father not been such good friends with the alderman. And with him gone, I can't stay here. But I can't leave on my own. Please, Master Witcher. If you will not have me, then at least take me as far as Novigrad. I'm sure I could find work as a maid or even a whore if it comes to that. Maybe a whore in a warm brothel than some bandit's plaything. Please. I beg you. Please. My father once told me that witches were incapable of human emotions. But I'm not so convinced. I see virtue on your face and charity in your eyes. Or, if not charity, well, judging by the way your eyes glance at the cut of my bodice, perhaps at least another lesser form of love. Tell me, sir, how many swords does a witcher carry? Was it two or three? If I step closer to you, will you unsheath your weapon and split me apart? You don't kiss like the farm boys in the village. Have you kissed girls all over the world, traveling as you do? Probably plenty of other silly farmers' daughters like me. Well, when I lack in experience, sir, I promise I'll make up for an eagerness. There won't be a whore in 20 leagues more willing to please you with her body. Swords on your back. I see. One for men and one for monsters. And and this is a third sword between your legs. Is this one for women, I wonder? It certainly feels as long and as hard. I hear the whores in Novigrad have a certain way of pleasuring their clients. They open up their bodice to expose their breasts, letting the perkiness of their bosom arouse the man. Like this. Not a sword. More like a monster. But perhaps one that you need me to slay. Now where was I? Oh. Yes. They hold the base of the manhood like this with their delicate fingers. The shaft and massaging the heavy balls. Like this. And then they look up at their master in such sweet submission while they wrap their lips around the head and suck and suck and suck. Mm-hmm. This is pleasurable to you, Master Witcher. Your mana is so hot and hard in my mouth. The village boys would ask me to do this for them. But I never did. I told them that my face was too beautiful to put near something as disgusting as a man's cock. But now, do you still think I'm beautiful? Mr. Richard, even as my soft lips caress your veiny shaft, even as my wet tongue licks and teases your bulging head, even as the spit your cock juices leak and dribble down my chin all the way down to my exposed breasts. I defile myself for you, sir. Defile my sweet lips with your rough cock. Defile my soft pink tongue with the taste your manhood. Defile my face for your pleasure, to prove I belong to you. As fate has decreed, as your whore of destiny. Hands and knees, but so soon I felt you empty yourself into my mouth. I just swallowed so much. thought that would have been enough for tonight. You have a refractory potion. I know not of such things, but if you desire to have relations with me, then of course I'm yours to do it as you wish. After all, you avenged my family, and for that I have nothing else to give you but the warmth and softness of my body. Yes, take up my skirts, sir, and pull down my undergarments. Oh, forgive my shivering, master. The air is cold against the heat of my womanhood, and I'll admit, I'm a bit anxious. I never thought in a thousand years be giving my maidenhood to a witcher. I thought very differently. Oh, your fingers are so warm against my folds, touching and caressing my wetness. What is that? An oil? You're applying an oil to my cunt to help me relax and let you ease into my tightness. Yes, it's working. I feel heady, like that time I swigged liquor stash when he wasn't looking. And so wet. I feel like I'm swimming. Yes, sir. I'll lay my head down and raise my bottom up for you. Slay my maidenhood with your meaty sword. Turn me into a woman. Into your woman. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, you're piercing me. Oh, you're piercing me with your cock. Oh, God. Oh my God. Oh. to wrap its fold around the piercing thickness of your manhood. Oh, my mother and father would look at me right now. Bodice and skirts lying open, breasts and buttocks exposed, face down with my haunches in the air like a marionette. Oh, witcher, plunders her sweet daughter's precious cunt. Oh, I'm sorry, mother. I'm sorry, father, but I've never felt such pleasure in my life. So much pleasure with every slap of flesh against flesh. So much pleasure, an ocean of pleasure with every thrust of my master's skull. An ocean of pleasure rocking inside my cunt. I can barely hold on. I should let go, master. Let the ocean loose inside me. Let loose as you fill me with your seed. Push my shoulders down. Pound me harder. Pound me harder. Make me let go. Can you feel my gun quivering around her swan, thrusting cock? I feel so close. Oh, I can't hold on. I can't stop it. Oh my god, I'm erupting. Oh, flooding, squirting. Oh god, fill me up, master. Fill me up. Oh my god, yeah, fill me up. Master Witcher. Sir, I guess the story is right about witchers being great lovers and all. Have I proven my use to you yet, sir? I know I'm a burden, but I'll do my best to ease and alleviate. Oh, of course, I'll continue to be of service to you until we cross the Pontar. And if I have not made my case to you convincingly by then, you can leave me at Oxenfurt with script of safe passage into Novigrad. Thank you, sir. Do you prefer to sleep alone, or would you like my body to keep you warm? Yes. Yes, sir, I would. I would feel much safer